Hello everyone, my name is Marco and I'm here to share my experiences of running a sustainable olive farm. My family has been growing olives for generations. When people think of olive groves in our region, they usually picture them right on the coast, overlooking the sea. But actually, our farm is situated in a deep valley, which provides a unique microclimate that the trees absolutely love. When I took over the farm from my father a decade ago, agriculture was changing. My father relied heavily on chemical sprays to maximize his crop yield. I decided to phase those out completely. My main motivation wasn't primarily to save money on buying chemicals, but rather to protect the local wildlife, which was slowly disappearing from the area around our property.
Olives are tough trees, but they still need water to thrive. Many neighbouring farms simply extract water from a nearby river, but we wanted a more sustainable, eco-friendly approach. So instead of pumping river water, we rely entirely on collected rainwater to keep our trees hydrated during the dry summer months. We have huge underground tanks to store it.
Of course, farming organically brings significant challenges, particularly with pests. We don't have to worry much about birds eating the fruit, but insects are another story entirely. Our biggest enemy is the olive fly. Instead of spraying toxic pesticides, we hang specific traps in the branches to catch the insects before they have a chance to lay their eggs in the fruit.
Harvesting is the busiest time of the year. Large industrial farms often use huge, heavy tractors that shake the trees violently to make the olives fall. We prefer a much gentler, traditional method. We place large nets on the ground underneath the branches, and then our team carefully knocks the olives down using long wooden sticks. It's hard work, but better for the trees.
Now, timing is absolutely critical. You might think you should wait until the olives are completely black and soft before picking them. However, if you do that, the resulting pressed oil will be completely insipid and flavourless. Catching the precise moment of optimal ripeness is the true secret to producing a high-quality, peppery oil that wins awards.
Once picked, the clock is ticking. You can't just leave the harvested olives sitting around in bags. Some farmers store them in warehouses for days, but we rush our crop to the press within 12 hours. Doing this rapidly prevents fermentation from taking place, a process which would completely ruin the taste and acidity of the final oil.
The pressing process extracts the liquid gold, but it also leaves behind a lot of solid waste, like the crushed stones and skins. Rather than paying to send this waste to a landfill site, we compost it all over several months and turn it into fertilizer to spread back onto the fields, completing the natural cycle.
Looking at the broader environmental picture, climate change is a real threat to agriculture. We haven't been affected by terrible floods like the farmers in the northern regions, but last summer, a severe drought stressed our trees terribly, leading to a much smaller harvest than usual. We are having to adapt to these new extremes.
Despite the recent challenges, I'm optimistic about the future. Next year, we're expanding our business model. We already sell our organic oil online and at local markets, but we are going to start offering educational tours to the public so people can visit and learn about sustainable agriculture firsthand. It's a very exciting new chapter for us.